Sophie, also in Jerusalem itself, the UK Prime Minister David Cameron has strongly criticised the Israeli settlements that have been constructed on Palestinian land in East Jerusalem. I think he described the Israeli settlements as encircling Palestinians there. Is the Israeli presence there starting to be as threatening as David Cameron's thinking?
Well, this is hugely controversial. I mean, East Jerusalem is described by the United Nations as being occupied. So since 1967, Israel has occupied this part of the city that the Palestinians want to make their capital. And obviously the Palestinians haven't been given a country yet, and that's what they want to be their capital. So when Israel treats it like their land, which they do, and they move Israeli citizens into this part of the city and they build settlements, it infuriates Palestinians. And, you know, the world sees that as illegal, what Israel is doing. And, it's not a new position for the UK government to say that, because the UK and America, you know, and the UN recognise that land as being Palestinian and those settlements as being illegal. But what's interesting is that in the last few months you have seen stronger kind of condemnation, both from the United States and, as we saw in David Cameron's comments just recently. So it's often something that when you're trying to negotiate a peace deal, you know, you won't hear the American administration criticising Israeli settlements, even though they technically don't support them. But what's very interesting is the last few months there's been some very harsh language, including the Secretary General of the United Nations has been very critical of Israeli occupations, of the Israeli occupation in the West Bank and Israeli settlement building. And he actually attributed the increase in violence. He questioned the settlement building and linked it to the increase in violence, because we've had a horrific number of attacks in recent months here. You've had over 30 Israelis killed, and you've had over 150 Palestinians killed. Not the thing with the Palestinians killed is that over 100 of them have been alleged attackers. It's been a phenomenon of lone wolf attacks. These aren't people linked to a big terrorist organization. A lot of them are quite young, and these are kids, adults, all different members of Palestinian society that are going out like with a knife or with a gun and striking not just Israeli military targets in the West Bank, but also Israeli civilians. So there's a real increase in the level of fear living in a city like Jerusalem. But it's not just Jerusalem. I mean, it has happened all over the country. And the worst bit is that when this started in October, you know, there's a lot of panic, a lot of fear about it, and everyone was incredibly scared. The last month or so, it's become really normal, and that's just really, you know, it's just horrible to have such a high level of violence, and it's just become like part of this daily routine here that once again these kind of attacks are just happening on a near daily basis. So we just had one yesterday where a Palestinian man tried to stab an Israeli soldier in a settlement in the West Bank, and what happened is that man didn't die from the stabbing. He actually died after Israeli soldiers tried to kill the man who attacked him. So it was this friendly fire incident. It's a tragic incident. So, yeah, there's been a lot of violence here, and the worst bit is that no one has put forward any kind of proposal that would see it get, you know, anything improve here right now. There are no peace negotiations going on, and there hasn't been for a very long time now. So, yes, there really is no light at the end of the tunnel.
It's a tough gig. There's no risk about it. Sophie, thank you very much for giving us the very latest on it, and good luck.
Thanks, Dane. Have a good night.
Sophie McNeil there, ABC video journalist, reporting in from Jerusalem tonight on a couple of very tough issues with not too many positive moods in sight.